From Cyworks in Winston-Salem, I'm Sean Fitzmaurice, and this is Cyworks Radio. From superheroes to vampires, bats have become icons in our popular culture. But look to the sky at twilight and you'll see the real deal. Skilled and nimble predators flying jagged paths, hunting for insects with their echolocating sonar.
They are their own group of mammals, the Chiroptera. Basically, their hands are their wings, so chiro meaning hand.
That's Tracy Porter, Associate Professor of Biology at Salem College in Winston-Salem.
There are over 1,000 different species of bats in the world, and it's estimated that one out of every 5 mammals is a bat.
This mammal has evolved great skills and diversity, occupying most of the Earth's habitats. Though their fossil record is sketchy at best, it's possible that they've been around long enough to have flown around the heads of the dinosaurs. In the winter of 2006 and 2007, a new disease was documented among several species of bats, and it has now spread over the eastern United States and into Canada. To date, it's estimated to have killed more than 5.5 million bats.
White nose syndrome is a fungus that makes this powdery, cottony fluff on their noses and eats away at their skin. It really likes the colder temperatures while they're hibernating, and it causes them to wake up more often. They tend to use up their energy, and then they'd starve to death because they're waking up at a time when there are no bugs available for them to eat. Bats mostly pass it to each other in the caves so that once it reaches one cave, it quickly spreads.
One way any species can evolve is by naturally selecting for immunity to a disease. Something like that may be happening here.
We think it was brought over from Europe because they do have this in the European caves, but they seem to have some sort of resistance to it, as if it has already gone through and then left those that have a resistance to the fungus.
The disease is still infecting bats, and a definite cure has not been found, but there is one promising solution being tested right now.
You can't just use your normal fungicide because there are a whole lot of fungus that makes the cave ecosystem work. This team, led by a person from University of Georgia, I believe, has found a bacterium that inhibit the growth of this white nose syndrome causing fungus. This is just this normal bacterium that lives in soils everywhere. They still do need to test it to find out whether it is something that is going to affect negatively other fungi or organisms in the caves.
But there may be something else going on here, which is another area of Dr. Porter's research, having to do with how one species adapts to the presence or absence of another species occupying the same habitat.
So in particular, these bats that are called little brown bats are ones that are most affected by it, but there are some others. So we're seeing a decline in those species. But I'm wondering, too, is there an increase in other species that are not as affected by white nose syndrome? You would think other bats that are foraging in the same areas on mostly the same insects would have a real banquet. And so that's my hypothesis, is that we're going to see or may be seeing a surge in some of these bats. Bats in North Carolina are extremely important for eating pest insects that are attacking our crops, that are attacking forest species, plant species. So having the balance with bats eating these insects, moths and beetles and mosquitoes and so on, so very important. And it's been estimated that bats' contribution to agriculture in terms of pest control is worth at least $3.7 billion.
All episodes archived at WFDD.org. Cyworks Radio is a production of Cyworks and WFDD and is sponsored in part by the Piedmont Triad Office of the North Carolina Biotechnology Center. Music by Storyman.